Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
But we got guests in already, haven't we, Maggie?
Oh, I know, we couldn't keep them out.
No, we couldn't. They were desperate to get in. They were banging at the door.
They were banging on the door and they were trying to get in.
Would you care to introduce them, please?
Of course. It's Di Aspinall and Hannah Nixon, and they're from the Bembridge Little Theatre. And they've come to tell us all about a play they're doing. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Right, so the play. First off, what's the play?
It's called The Actress, and it's by Peter Quilter.
Okay.
It was written in, I think it was 2014. So it's quite a modern play.
Oh, okay, fair enough, yes.
I've played it up to date. I've directed the play. It's been an absolute joy to do it. I've got an excellent cast. I couldn't have wished for anybody better to play the actress. I'm just saying that because she's sat next to you.
Yeah, she's sitting next to you, yeah.
But there you go.
And she's bigger than you.
She's bigger than me.
That's right. Oh. Very nice, is it?
But it's quite a complex play.
Yeah.
It's a play within a play, so you've got the actress in the dressing room, and then she walks on stage to do the Cherry Orchard, which, as most people would know, is a Chekhov play, which are quite heavy plays.
Yeah, Chekhov's not known for lightweight plays.
No, and they're supposed to be comedies, but...
yeah, you struggle, most people struggle to find a comedy.
Yes, you're right, very much so.
So, Hannah, you are the actress?
I am playing the actress. Yeah. It's a
Does
very.
Does the actress have a name?
She's Lydia Martin.
All right.
And she's a very, very well-known actress. She's toured for many decades, and she's decided to retire early before she becomes the sort of actress that has to wait for the call.
Oh, I see, yes. Or not to be called.
Yes. Yeah, she's sort of a bit of a Ronnie Barker who decided to, yes, give up early rather than be disappointed.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's something that resonates with me because I'm in my 40s now.
No.
And I know, I don't look it.
You don't,
no. And there are roles now that you don't get offered because people see you as being too old.
Yeah, that's just life, unfortunately.
It is. And somebody sort of 6 years younger than you plays your daughter.
Yeah.
And it's very, yes, you were. But it's one of the best roles I've ever played. The lines are so, I'm just playing myself, basically.
I was going to say, do you draw on your own experiences to give life to this character?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, absolutely. Although I won't be going to Geneva when the play's finished, unfortunately.
Oh, Geneva's nice.
Well, apparently, but
you'd have thought they'd send you, wouldn't they?
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you, really, yeah. After
Funds
all that
Funds don't
work,
run
you know.
To that sort of holiday, I'm afraid.
No, I'll probably go to Gurnard or somewhere like that.
Exotic.
Yes, but you say about people not being offered parts because of their age or perceived age or whatever. Morgan Freeman didn't start acting till he was 50.
No, this is very true. And Buster Merrifield from Uncle Albert from Only Fools and Horses. So there's still chance. I mean, I worked professionally for 15 years, so I've been very, very lucky.
Yeah.
And now I just dabble and I do it for fun now.
Well, that's even better, isn't it, really?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
So the play is about an actress coming to the end of her... She's decided to come to the end of her career. And you understand it's set in her dressing room largely.
Yes, it is. It's set in the dressing room, and her past starts to come, her ex-husband and then a daughter and her agent, and they've all got tales to tell, and they're all having a go at the actress for one reason or another.
Right.
Don't give too much away. No. She comes off all right in the end, we think. We're not sure whether she goes off with the old gentleman who she's going to marry for chocolates and snow, but anyway, you'll have to come and see it to find out whether she goes with him or stays with her old husband. So.
Tell us a little bit more about the Bembridge Little Theatre Club. It's a load of willing amateurs who are really good at what they do. Is that the kind of thing?
Yes, yeah. Now then, how long have they been going? Let me see.
Since 1936.
1936? Oh, you know more than me, yes, yeah.
I don't know. You weren't born then, darling. You weren't born then.
No, I wasn't born then. But, yeah, no.
There's many of us who are ex-professionals in it.
Yeah, there are.
But it's basically people that largely live in Bembridge or they have no...
Oh, no. People come who we make anybody welcome at the theatre club. We welcome anyone who is interested in doing singing, acting, backstage, front of house.
Okay.
Making tea.
Oh, important.
That's all very important.
Yeah. And what sort of age range are you looking for if people are interested?
Well, younger people, really, because obviously a lot of us are getting a bit over the hill like the actress, but... It's only in the play, because she still plays very young parts, don't you, my darling?
I do.
Yeah, she does.
So if anyone's interested, how can they get hold of you to start with?
Well, if they come to see the play, there is a telephone number in there. If they ring the box office and ring Marty, who is the chairperson, and ask her that she can send some information out, mm-hmm. then she would be more than willing to do so.
We have a Facebook page
as
well.
Oh, yes, we have a Facebook page.
And what's the phone number?
The phone number for this one. Yeah. This one is the box office.
So box office, get your tickets now because they are actually selling very fast I do reveal some flesh in the play.
Oh, that's
it. Just a foot.
They're 2 feet.
Oh, right.
It's 07841 950261.
Okay.
Well, that's good. So that's how you can get hold of tickets at the box office. And are they available on the door?
Yes, they are.
They are.
Yes.
So if you don't manage it, then go learn and see it.
And when's the opening night?
Thursday
yes, this
the
week.
The 11th of May, and we run Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings and Sunday afternoon for those people who don't like to stay out.
Okay. No, that's fair enough.
And what time do people have to be at the theatre?
Well, at least half an hour before. Sometimes if people are queuing outside, which we do find a lot of times, we open the doors early.
So what time?
About 7:15.
Right.
Well, okay. So that's good.
And the bar will be open.
Curtain up 7:30.
Yes,
7:30.
All right, good.
Yes, it's a nice little hall that in the Benbridge Village Hall. It's a nice little hall. Parking around and about.
Yep.
Basically.
Yes.
Yeah. If don't park in the way of the bus. I know that's a bit of a problem if you're parking in the way of the bus. But anyway, that's good. So are you looking forward to it?
Very much so.
Are you looking forward to it?
Very much.
Yeah.
Very much. Yes.
I haven't. This is my first thing that I've directed since I moved to the island 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been.
So they've allowed you to do it this time?
They've allowed me to do it. They've given me permission
it's
to do
turn.
It.
It's your turn.
I've only done it because she's directing.
But we've had great fun, and anybody who wants to join us have been made most, most welcome.
Oh, that's good.
We've got new member of the theatre doing prompt to get her involved.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
We've got somebody who's only ever done musicals, really. So this is his first time on stage as a straight play, which he's found very, very, he's not suddenly going to break out into song. He's kind of found that a bit odd, but he's absolutely loving it.
Good.
Oh, that's good.
Good. Excellent.
It sounds like it's great fun.
Sounds like it's good.
Can you give
us
that phone number once more, please?
Yeah. 078 419 502
61. Okay.
Okay.
And get there for about 7:15.
Yeah. Yep.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and sort of 1:30-ish on
Sunday. Yes, Sunday.
Yeah, I worked that out back.
Yeah. Oh, well done.
Yeah, so that's good. So that's the Benbridge Little Theatre Club. You'll find them on Facebook.
Yes.
And you get all details on that. And don't forget to put all your stuff on our website and it'll get promoted for free.
Lovely.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Because we are in November. Our next production is The Ghost Train.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Arnold Ridley.
And have you got a real train?
Arnold Ridley?
Well, we're doing it as a radio drama, as if you're watching a 1930s radio drama.
Tell you what, once you've done it, when you come record it for us?
We might.
As a radio play, an actual radio play.
We might,
That'd be
get
fun,
the license.
That can be played out over Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Arnold Ridley, wasn't he in Dad's Army?
He was.
Yes.
He was the old fella.
Yes. Gosh, I know a load of old rubbish in my head half the time.
I know.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming
in.
Thank
you
very,
very much.
Hope it goes really well for you.
Thank you.
And please come back in again, tell us how it went, and come back in again, tell us about your next things.
Oh, perfect. That's wonderful.
Thank you
so
much.
That's what we're here for.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.